The proposed Pebble Creek mine gets a lot of attention from environmental activists and native groups who want to make sure it never happens. But another massive gold mine in development a few hundred miles away called Donlin Creek has gone largely unnoticed by anyone outside the Yukon-Kuskokwim region. But that doesn't mean it isn't controversial. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
On a bitter winter day in Aniak, the gray and white landscape surrounding the village looks barren, but evidence of the abundance of a different season is tucked away in D. Matter's freezers. The Aniak elder has three of the extra-large variety parked under a lean-to next to her house.
This is my salmon, pretty much my salmon. I keep my dried fish in here, my half-dried gamakluk fish. It's partially dried and then frozen. And then we just boil it and eat it. And heads and tails and...
And that's just one of her freezers. The others hold beaver, spruce chicken, caribou, and even a few fruitcakes. Inside her cozy cabin, Matter warms up with a cup of tea and then starts talking about a subject that troubles her, the Donlin Creek mine. She worries the project could put her subsistence life at risk.
In one way, I hate to see what we have be jeopardized by gold. Money.
The proposed gold mine site is about 60 miles from Aniak. It would be an open pit mine, 2 miles wide. The company that owns Donlin Creek, Barrick Nova Gold, expects it to produce at least 30 million ounces of gold over 20 years. Matter knows it would provide desperately needed jobs for the region. She's clearly torn over the issue, but wishes there was a better option.
If there's a leak and it goes into the streams and then it goes into the Kuskokwim River, we would lose so much, you know. So when I look at it from that point of view, then it doesn't sound so very good for only 20 years.
The environmental concerns regarding Donlin Creek are not small. The current plan calls for barging in diesel fuel to power the mine, exponentially increasing barge traffic on the Kuskokwim River. The land the mine sits on contains high levels of mercury that could be released into the atmosphere as the ore is processed on site. There's also the potential for something called acid rock drainage, where the mine exposes a mineral that could seep into the watershed, altering the river ecosystem.
I wouldn't be working for this company if I didn't think they were going to do it right.
That's former state representative Mary Sattler Nelson. The Bethel resident is now the community development manager for Donlin Creek. She says the company understands the environmental concerns and takes them very seriously. Donlin Creek reports its local hire rate at over 90%. And Sattler Nelson says that means people who care about the local environment are keeping a close watch on the mine.
When you go to the camp, almost everybody is from the region. And we've been stewards of our region for a long time now.
But David Grizzo worries there isn't currently enough technical expertise in the region to monitor the complicated mining process. Grizzo used to be executive director of the Kuskokwim River Watershed Council, based in Aniak. He left the job to return to his home country, Spain, earlier this month. Grizzo has a background in mining engineering and says even a small mishap at the site could have big consequences.
You just need one accident to wipe out maybe a lot of the native salmon population here, and so there can be, it can change completely the landscape, the social, economic way of life in the region in the next 10, 15 years.
Grizzo is puzzled the Donlin Creek project hasn't had the same statewide attention as the proposed Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay. Privately, environmental groups say they have huge concerns about the mine, but wouldn't go on record for this story. They've shied away from becoming publicly involved in the Donlin project, partly because it's on native-owned land instead of state land, and has more local support than Pebble. Grizzo worries that lack of outside interest has had a chilling effect on the debate over the mine, and he says within the region, Donlin Creek promoters haven't welcomed an open dialogue.
So what you get at the end is like a dictatorship of silence where people, you know, behind the scenes are against it, but when you go to a public meeting, you can't really speak against it. And if you do, other people will immediately tell you to not stir emotions or go against the mine. So opposing the project means here that you're going to get a lot of pressure from different sides to shut up.
But Donlin Creek does have strong support in the area. Upriver from Aniak, the tiny community of Crooked Creek is overwhelmingly in favor of the project. Just 13 miles from the proposed site, the village would become a staging area for the mine. Resident Dennis Thomas says the exploration jobs at the site have already transformed the community.
And when these people are working, you see them walking down the street, they're walking tall. You know what I'm saying? And you could just tell the difference. These people got a job. They're responsible. So it just goes to show you what we need are some job back there.
Donlin Creek Community Development Manager Mary Sattler-Nelson says the jobs don't just provide a good paycheck. They offer a whole new way of life.
Every culture puts a high value on your providers. And a lot of the people who work on our project hunt more. They fish more. They're providers. And that is really a hard thing to quantify, but you can see it and you can feel it.
Whether the mine will ever be in operation is far from a sure thing. Donlin Creek had expected to begin the permitting process last year. Sattler-Nelson says rising fuel costs now have the company reconsidering its plan to power the mine. She says there's no timeline for moving forward with Donlin Creek, and there will only be a skeleton crew on site this summer. For APRN, I'm Annie Feit.